Henry Huot has kept the sacerdotal implements from his 17 years as priest in a New Hampshire diocese.
This is the chalice that I used for daily mass, actually, given to me by my parents. I kept it and will keep it for the rest of my life.
He gave up the ministry 22 years ago.
Gradually, what happened is that my sexual desires, my sexual attractions became more keenly felt, and I had to deal with them.
He'd always been attracted to men, he says, but didn't act on it as priest.
For myself, and I think there were others like me, we just kind of put sexuality on the shelf, and our pastoral work filled our days.
He even tried counseling to remain a priest. Now he's a social worker and lives in an apartment in a suburb of Washington.
That homosexual persons are to be treated with what the Catechism, that's the official code of teaching, what it describes as respect, compassion, and sensitivity.
And he's been transfixed by the coverage of the comments the Pope made on his way back from a visit to Brazil. Francis spent 80 minutes talking to reporters on the plane about a wide range of subjects, including homosexuality.
If a person is gay and seeks God and has goodwill, who am I to judge him?
Huot says for a leader of the Catholic Church to use the word gay is significant.
That's huge. I mean, it doesn't come across as clinical anymore or Vaticanese.
The last pope said gay men should not become priests and described homosexual attraction as objectively disordered. And to be sure, no Catholic doctrine has been invalidated by Francis' extemporaneous comment. But Huot believes the new pope eventually will make changes, although he himself is happy with his new life. As he puts away his paraphernalia, he recalls the exhortation said at the end of Mass.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Washington.
What do you think?